This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save $20 plus get free shipping on the Gen 40 Heater now at EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Good afternoon. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today, who's gone to the chapel to get married. Hopefully the weather's going to be better for her tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, this is supposed to clear up. Oh. Although rain on a wedding day, I suppose, is supposed to
be good luck, right?
So yeah. Maybe a little bit in the morning.
So I had a lot of good luck because it rained on my day. So we planned a beach wedding, not so much. So anyways, so much to talk with you today out there in Graceland. And you want to stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up today. I'm so excited. We have the guy that's organizing the Let's Go Brandon rally.
Let's go, Brandon!
Yep, and it's a Let's Go Brandon rally in Vermont. Now, that's got to show you, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that the people's disgust with Biden is happening everywhere. I was at the gas station and I had the stickers. Jared said, oh, he saw it online. I saw it in person. The stickers are saying, with Biden saying, I did that at the price of gas. Howie yesterday said he saw it on meat. I saw, if you go down the Southeast Expressway and then go towards Route 3, spray painted on the bridge there, it says Biden sucks. I agree with that.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Can we put in ditto? Yeah, I mean, so we got that coming up to hear about the Let's Go Brandon rally. And I have to say, I was out teaching at campaign school, and on the way back, I call my mom, and she's like, so can you explain to me who Brandon is? And I was kind of relieved, because having the discussion about, like, what they were saying before Let's Go Brandon was very awkward.
No matter how old you are, you're never old enough to swear in front of your mother.
Right. So it was very, well, in any conversation, just have a conversation and say, hey, did you hear what they were cheering the blank Joe Biden? And they're like, what do you mean blank Joe Biden? Right. And like, it just, so the Let's Go Brandon thing is perfect. It's perfect. So we got to talk about Bacon Hill. Everybody else is watching what's going on down in D.C., which is a crap show, which is a total crap show. But there's another crap show going on up there on Bacon Hill. And you got to see, you will not believe what they are up to. Watch your wallets. How about this one? They want a Remembrance Day for COVID. So and when you hear the Remembrance Day stuff, What do you hear? I hear, you know what I hear? You know what do you hear, Jared, when they say that? When they say, we want a Remembrance Day.
I hear they want a subcommittee to make money.
Well, no, see, no, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. I hear hack holiday. That's what
yes.
I hear. Hack holiday.
That's true.
Right? We only have 19. We got to go to 20.
Nice round, even number.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, hack holiday. Then we've got discussion on, get this, right? Congressman Bill Keating commenting on redistricting. He's got to take the cake. This guy, as I grew up, as a youngster, Bill Keating was my state representative when I lived in Stoughton, and the state representative district was Stoughton-Sharon. He was from Sharon. I was from Stoughton. He's my state representative. Then he moved up and became our state senator, still living in Sharon, became district attorney, still living in Sharon. Then he wants to run for Congress, and so he moves to the Cape, and now he's concerned about redistricting. Poor Billy. How many pensions is he collecting from the state? I mean, he's got 8 years. You know, look, Congressman Keating, you got the 8 years in down there. You're already going to get the pension, so why stick around? Oh, you won't want to miss the whining he has to say. All right, the Massachusetts State Senate passes $3.8 billion in spending. And how they're going to spend all that new federal money, oink, oink, oink. That scares me. I just, the amount of money that is being thrown around by the federal government, by the state government, is 100% completely irresponsible. If you ran your finances like this, you would be in one of those debt counseling, going bankrupt, living on the street, looking for a homeless shelter, because these people are crazy the way they're spending money. All right, we're also going to talk today about DeSantis wanting to send illegal immigrants to Delaware. Now, I'm working with the lady that's running for AG in Delaware, and it's like, wait a minute, there are law-abiding citizens in Delaware, but does Delaware deserve this?
They need some labor to build a wall in Rehoboth Beach, right?
Right, right. So, but I mean, does Delaware deserve this? I definitely don't think Florida deserves it. 70 plane loads of illegal immigrants being sent to Ron DeSantis? Poor DeSantis. Good for him. He's got the backbone. He stands up to President Biden. But every chance they have, they dump on DeSantis. And I know they're trying to stop him from being the next president of the United States. I think he could possibly do it. A rumor has, you know, there's many rumors floating around about 2024. Obviously, Trump is really looking at it. There's thoughts that Trump will move to New Jersey. And so that DeSantis will be, because you can't have the president and vice president from the same state, so that DeSantis would be the vice president to Trump. That's one rumor. I've also, when I was at the NFRW, National Federation of Republican Women's Convention, there was a lot of talk about DeSantis, Tim Scott ticket. Now they're talking about Youngkin possibly being somebody. I think the Youngkin stuff is a very premature. I think you need to be governor and do something beforehand. I'm thrilled with him, and I'm not putting him down, but I just think compared to DeSantis, DeSantis has a record. Yeah. We know where he stands. He's performed well. I'm hoping Youngkin's going to do well, and I want him to do well, and he looks like to be a terrific guy, but I kind of want somebody with a track record that I can trust.
Yeah,
I've been fooled too many times.
There's a chance that Youngkin, as good as he is, might have been the perfect guy at the perfect moment for the perfect race.
Yeah.
And we need to see a little bit more than that.
Right.
Before I can entrust the country to him.
To him, yes. So, and we're going to talk a lot about runaway spending, and we've got Grover Norquist coming up. But before we get there, yesterday we talked about how do you spot a rhino? Yeah, okay. And we had some spottings. So Jared had a spotting yesterday, and he has taken my different points on it. And just in case you didn't hear it yesterday, a couple ideas on how to spot a rhino. First, if the candidate, and I'm talking about candidates, because obviously if they're in the legislature or down there in Congress, you can pretty well figure it out. If they voted for impeachment, rhino, impeachment on Trump, they should be impeaching Biden. Why they haven't impeached Biden, I don't understand, because it's like apples and oranges. Trump did nothing wrong. Biden has done things wrong. So just going to put it out there. But so if they voted for impeachment on Trump, they won't endorse Trump. They won't vote for Trump, a.k.a. Charlie Baker. Or they recently voted for this Porculus bill that the bipartisan spending bill that Biden got to whisper about.
I'm not the president.
Yeah, if they voted for that, that's a rhino. So, but we have to take back Congress in 2022 to stop the Biden agenda. But it's not enough to just elect Republicans. we've got to purge in the primary the rhinos. And so here's a couple spotting signs. If they refuse to sign the no new taxes pledge, if they refuse to sign the term limits pledge, because that means they want to be a lifetime politician. If they won't promise to serve on the Election Integrity Caucus, they believe that cheating doesn't happen. It does happen. I've seen it here in Massachusetts. I've seen it firsthand. Okay. And everybody thought I was crazy when I talked about it. Oh, Holly, it's an isolated case. It doesn't really happen. Yeah, no, it does. It does happen. If they won't serve on the House Freedom Caucus, they won't be like a Jim Jordan. Love Jim Jordan. Somebody should buy him a blazer, though. So, okay, if they're endorsed by Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, George Bush, Mitch McConnell, Charlie Baker, or Adam Kissinger, they're a rhino. Yep. Okay, this one's obvious. If they support amnesty for illegal immigrants, obviously Ron DeSantis doesn't, not a rhino. If they don't support the Second Amendment or back the blue, definitely rhino. And the last one, most important one, if they don't know what Let's Go Brandon means, definitely a rhino.
Let's go Brandon!
Yeah. So, Jared, can we go to your spotting yesterday?
Sure. This is Representative Tom Reed. Like you said, he's already in Congress. He's a Republican from New York, so he's a Democrat.
Yep.
Think Charlie Baker. But here's what he had to say. This is definitive rhino behavior.
We voted for this bill because it was the right thing to do for America's future. We did this in strong negotiations in the Senate and the House, working to a compromise common ground. And the ultimate product was based on compromise. And so it wasn't about selling out a vote. It was about doing what's right for the American people. And I will tell you, most American people, the silent majority is awakening and saying, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm a proud Republican. There's proud Democrats that I work with on the other side. But we have to stop this division. We have to, when we can find common ground, take it, celebrate the win, and move on.
Has he not seen the last 10 months of the Biden administration? Where has the Biden administration tried to find common ground? Tell me when any time that Nancy Pelosi tried to find common ground with Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? Throw this guy out. We don't need sellout. It's saying, yes, sir, you are a sellout. Let me be clear. You are a sellout. And we're going to talk next with Grover Norquist, because everybody needs to know what kind of financial, and I hate to depress you on this dreary day, but our country's in a bad situation financially, and we can't tax the billionaires out of this. These people are nuts. Go become a Democrat. You're not a Republican. Anyways, we're going to have fun today. We really are. So I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. Stay tuned. We'll be back with so much more.
And you can thank Joe Biden for these inflation surges, which means this winter heating bills are projected to soar by as much as 54% in some areas. That's insane. I just saw a map on Fox Business of where it's getting hit, and it is coming even harder. But Eden Pure can help you. Right now, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater that's both stylish and easy to move from room to room. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the code word Grace Heater, and you can save $20 and get free shipping on the Gen 40 heater. It combines both an infrared and a convective heating system into a single unit. It's not one of these old things that looks like a grill that spits fire at you. The technologies work together to warm a room, not to overheat a room. So don't wait for the first huge home heating bill compliments of Joe Biden's crazy policies. These Gen 40 heaters may be gone by Thanksgiving. That's only a couple weeks. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on Grace's name, use the code word Grace Heater to save $20 and get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com and use the code word Grace Heater.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Well, I'm not Grace Curley. I'm Holly Robichaud. Glad to be filling in today. And we're going to try to make your day a little bit cheerier, but we got to be truthful on things. Unlike the Democrats, who will tell you 2 + 2 = 6, we will actually tell you that it equals 4 here. As we were discussing before the break, I am ticked off about the 13 Republicans who betrayed us and the amount of spending that's going on and all this. Oh, we'll just tax the billionaires and everything will be just wonderful. So I thought we should go to the expert on taxes and talk to him and see if we can tax our way out of this situation. Good afternoon, Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. You are my hero, Grover, and thank you for everything you do to save us from people like Joe Biden.
Well, we're working on it. We've gotten almost all the Republicans to take the pledge never to raise taxes. And the good news is, the House or the Senate since 1990, we've never had a tax increase enacted. Only when the Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the presidency had they been able to raise taxes. And the last two times they did that, they got thrown out of the House and Senate 2 years later. So we have good hopes that we will at least get the bleeding to stop in 2022 with a different House and a different Senate.
Well, we're here up in Massachusetts, and which you know very well, and we have this special United States Senator, Elizabeth Warren, who keeps saying that if the millionaires and the billionaires paid their fair share, everything would be okay. And now you get Ron Wyden out there in Oregon calling for a billionaire's tax. I mean, can these new taxes pay for all this human infrastructure? And I say that with, you know, air quotes. So,
No, of course, the reason they call it infrastructure is that infrastructure polls at 50% support. Do you think infrastructure helps the economy? Yes. That's because some people know that infrastructure doesn't mean roads and bridges. But 50% think that infrastructure is a good idea. Do you think more government spending would help? Then you're down into the 40s. So actually 30s, in the 30s, 36. So the reason they want to call everything infrastructure is not that it's infrastructure. It's not roads and it's bridges. Matter of fact, it's clearly not roads and bridges. They call it that because it polls better. That's why whatever the other team wants to spend money on for the next 20 years or until people completely get stopped being fooled by it will be infrastructure. And that's all this. It's all welfare spending. And it's the corporate welfare to their friends. The Green New Deal is a bunch of corporate welfare for different kinds of, you know, energy. This is a real problem.
It is a real problem. But can you pull, you obviously follow this. I mean, Warren saying that if you tax the millionaires and the trillionaires and the billionaires, that's going to get it all done. I think if you tax them 100%, it's not going to work, correct?
Well, if you tax them 100%, they move, they quit working. But the problem is what they want to do, most of this is supposedly raising taxes on businesses. Well, the reason they have a corporate income tax is that's the best way to hide taxes. They say, you know what this is going to do? This is just going to be corporations that pay for it. Well, corporations don't, you know, make money. I don't spend money. They don't take it home and go out and have a drink. Corporations hire people, pay wages. Corporations buy equipment in order to get stuff done. Corporations pay the people who lend them the money to do it. All of these things are just, if you pay a corporate income tax, about 70% comes straight out of the pockets of working men and women in lower wages. And one of the ways we know this is when the Republicans cut the corporate income tax, back in 2018, 2 years later, the median income, not the rich people, not the poor people, the median income saw their wages go up. Median income family of four saw their wages go up 6.8% or $4,400. Why? Because when companies have more money, they can invest in more equipment, more computers, better trucks, all the things that make people more productive. The reason why we make more money in the United States than Bangladesh isn't we're nicer. It's because we have more capital and we drive cars rather than have a drag something behind a horse.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Grover. Where can people find out more information on you?
Americans for Tax Reform, HER.org is our website, and I tweet at Grover Norquist.
All right. Thank you, Grover. You are my hero. Thank you for joining us.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today as she goes to the chapel to get married. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. Love to hear your thoughts. We just talked to Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. And one of the big taxes that's being pushed, and they say it's on billionaires. And what they want to do is tax money you don't really have. But people are rich. But when you invest in the stock market, say that during the pandemic, for example, Disney was down at $90 a share, is now at $160. So you bought it at $90, and now it's at $160. But you have not sold that because you're hoping Disney's going to go even higher. You've not sold that. The Democrats want to tax the money you have not made. Now, even with it at 160, it might go back down to, say, like 75. You never know on these things. But they want you to tax right now the amount of money that you have earned, but you really don't have it. And so this is what they want to do to the millionaires and billionaires. Well, one of these millionaires kind of blasted a senator. In fact, it was the senator's own son. Yes, Senator Ron Wyden. He is proposing this billionaire's tax. His own son came out against it. His son said, blast his dad and his cronies, saying they're hating the American dream. So I thought we would have Ron's challenger on to see what she thought. Jared, we could do the test and see if she's a rhino or not. But actually, I already know that. So welcome to Joe Ray Perkins. Joe Ray is running for United States Senate out in Oregon. Joe Ray, thank you for having us joining us today.
Thank you so much, Holly. It's a wonderful, well, weather like you have back there right now in Oregon.
Okay. So this week, what a turnaround that the senator's own son is blasting his daddy for wanting to tax multimillionaires. Are you shocked that, I mean, his own son is saying what?
It's amazing. I'm looking at Adam Wyden's quote. Reality is most legislators have never built anything, so I guess it's easier to mindlessly and haphazardly try and tear stuff down. This is not about my father, but about what's doing right. As you've gathered, my father and I do not see eye to eye like most career politicians. He has not experienced firsthand the highs and lows of building a business, end quote.
Well, if I was a single gal, I'd be looking this guy up. He kind of, wow. I mean, can you believe this? That the Democrats' senator's son is saying this about his daddy? And do you think this is a wake-up call for this guy? Or do you think he's just so bullheaded that he'll continue to say he's going to do this?
No, it's not a wake-up call. My opinion, Holly, is they come up with these quote-unquote bills or ideas for bills. They're talking points. They're sound bites. They sound good. We're going to make them pay their fair share. Yeah, let's reelect Ron Wyden. He's going to make everybody pay their fair share. He knows it's not going to go anywhere. It's just more smoke and mirrors that they do. And it's people want real people that are going to be straight up, tell the truth. And I think that's why so many people like Donald Trump, because he didn't play games. He's just like, here it is. No smoke and mirrors, bottom line.
Well, I think that's why they like you, Joe Ray. Now, you, when you ran 2 years ago, you got the most votes of any Republican out there in Oregon ever. And with the red wave that's coming, this could be it. That we could actually see Oregon go red.
Absolutely. People are fed up. They're fed up with the Marxism that we're seeing here in this state. And quite frankly, around the country, with the governors being dictators.
Do you think when you're out there in Oregon talking to people, are they talking about what the senator's son has said? Are they like, whoa, this is unbelievable. The senator's own son is rejecting him, saying he's a wackadoo.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the morning that came out, I had text messages and emails instantly. And I probably post or two on my Facebook page. In fact, I know I did because people send me messages all the time on Messenger. And so, they're out there talking about it, going, this is ridiculous.
Well, I think it's a great wake-up call because I've all the time you hear people say that, oh, yeah, the millionaires, the billionaires, they should pay their fair share. And now you've got this senator's son saying, wait a minute. This is not what it appears to be, and I believe the way they're trying to do this tax, I think it's very hard for people to understand that they're taxing non-income. The people don't actually have this income yet until they sell the stocks, and if they pass this, they'd force people to sell stocks and basically divest from companies, right?
Correct. And I think in order for the everyday American, the Main Street American, to kind of wrap their head around this a little bit, we could use property taxes. As an example, we pay property taxes based on the assumed value, market value, of our homes, but we haven't sold them.
Correct.
But yet we're paying taxes on that increased perceived value. And a stock is no different. It's based on a perceived value, based on, of course, all the economic factors that go into pricing stock. But it's that same kind of theory. I still have it. I haven't sold it. And as you said in your earlier segment, what happens when the value goes down? And I read through this brief synopsis of Wyden's tax plan. What a nightmare. I used to do tax returns for people. I've done my own for years. I've been a financial advisor, financial planner. I've gone through these type of things. And you're talking about a nightmare. And I'll tell you, the people that are going to make money would be the CPAs.
Yeah, the CPAs. But it's going to cost. That's the only place we're going to gain jobs. Other places. So say Elon Musk has been one of the people really going after Wyden on this. And he would have to divest himself of Tesla stock. And he's doing so much with different things that he's working on. He's investing a lot in new research and new developments. And that will all come to a halt, won't it? If you implement this tax?
Well, absolutely, because people reinvest back into their businesses. And what I think you're going to see is, well, what Tesla just did, he just sold a bunch of his stock. He does it now. He doesn't have to pay any taxes on it if this were to go through. And if any Republican voted for it, they have not only rebranded themselves as a rhino, they've completely sealed the deal that they're a rhino.
Yeah. So the other day, 13 Republicans crossed the aisle. Some U.S. senators crossed the aisle before that. Would you cross the aisle to vote for this Biden spending bill?
Absolutely not. There's
clearly
no
not, Jared. Clearly not. She's not a rhino. So we just want to be clear on that. So good to hear that.
Well, when you that last segment, when you played the quote from that senator, and he said, "Well, we need to compromise." That's the problem. You can't go against the core values of who you are.
Bravo, Joe Ray.
That's what compromise is. That's not negotiation. That is compromise, and I'm non-compromising.
So that's great. So you'll stick to your values, and we like to hear that. Too many people get in there, become career politicians, and sell us out. So Joe Ray, how do people get involved in your campaign? I know we're all the way out here in Massachusetts, but can they help you? How do they find out more information about you?
So absolutely they can help. The website is Perkins for, and that's F-O-R, Perkins for U.S. Senate.vote. As in, go vote for somebody. So Perkins for U.S. Senate.vote. They can volunteer. They can write letters to the editor from across the country. They can pray for me. That's huge. They probably know people in Oregon. They can encourage them. They can donate. And even though they cannot vote for me, every vote that I will place as a senator, I am voting for them.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe Ray, for taking time out of your busy campaign schedule. And let's hope Wine Sun endorses you. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holly. Have a great day.
You too. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today. We'll be right back. We're going to talk inflation. You won't want to miss it.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today, who's gone to the chapel to get married, and we're wishing her the best for it. Having a great time with Jared there in the control booth. And today we've got a poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua and call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. They do terrific work up there. Very good work. So, Jared, what is the poll question?
All right. Whose fart was more embarrassing, Eric Swalwell or Joe Biden?
And what is the what is the result?
The gift that keeps on giving.
I know.
80% believe it was Joe Biden.
Really? Because there's no sound of it. There's no
right. It's somewhat of a rumor, an urban legend, if you will.
Well, it was quite the urban legend when it's in the newspapers. Did you read the stories
yes.
about it?
Yeah.
It was long and like, oh, and it really stank bad. And then there was a discussion in our household. What is the appropriate thing when you let one slip out like that? If you were in such an occasion. What's the appropriate, excuse me, oops, let one slip out.
I think you got to go back home and resign. I think that's the only way to save face.
Yeah. What do you say? I'm sorry, Your Highness, about that. I've heard that people going to meet with the royals get in trouble if they don't curtsy well. Never mind this. Yikes. Anyways, if you want to be part of the conversation, if you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. Let's go to the lines right now. Zeber, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, Holly.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention about Ron DeSantis' potential run. I hope he is the ticket because I think he embodies the best parts of the Trump mentality, but even more articulate in describing it and getting into the weeds. And he could pick Winsome Sears, that new lieutenant governor of Virginia, to be his vice president. And when he gets in, he can vex them all and appoint Donald Trump, director of the FBI, and watch them all run for the border.
I like that idea, Trump, the head of the FBI. Personally, I'm starting to think that we need to completely abolish the FBI and start over. Take the data that they have and just start over because it's so swamped, infested. Can we de-swamp it, Zebra?
I believe that Donald Trump is the only one that possibly could. And if you just give it another name, you're probably going to end up with the same people in it. He would get the opportunity to do what he really wants, is to correct the injustice of what happened to him. with facts and evidence and walk into somebody's office and go, you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. So he could, that would be just absolutely perfect for him. As a matter of fact, if he's listening, he's probably salivating.
I can understand that. Now, this is the other hot rumor when I was down in D.C. a couple weeks ago. So I did not know this. Do you know that the Speaker of the House does not have to be a member of Congress, Zebra? Did you know that?
I did know that.
Okay.
I did know that, and it is a very important point.
Right. So this was the hot rumor, because people are like, yeah, we need to impeach Biden, but then you got Kamala Harris. So the theory is that when the Republicans take back Congress, and hopefully that they have real Republicans like Jim Jordan, that they would impeach Biden, then they'd impeach Kamala Harris, and then they could elect Donald Trump president of the United States. Now, which would be interesting because it wouldn't be a full term, so that Trump could get like a year and a half in and then run again to get another term in, Zebra. That's one of the hot rumors. What do you think of that?
I like the idea, but we got to keep it quiet. Don't mention it on any other different platforms than Republicans, because they'll go screaming. they'll set things on fire themselves because they'll be pulling their hair out about it. But that would solve me just fine. But there's something about what Donald Trump has had to go through that I wish him to be able to take the gloves off. And as director of the FBI, he would really be able to go after corruption real deep, not just talk and be, you know, get the sound bites and some talking head on the news program, counter with lies and things like that, and be able to shade him. He's just the type of bulldog I would want at the director of the FBI.
I like that idea, Zebra. I like the idea. I also like the idea of appointing him through impeaching Harris and Biden. I love both those ideas. So, hey, Zebra, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Hi, Holly. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday to you.
And same to you.
So my father-in-law, rest his soul, used to work with you at the Herald, and he had nothing but wonderful things to say about you.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean, I don't know if you're ready to throw your hat in for a Senate run, but I'm behind it, and I want to throw Holly for Holly 22, right? Holly for Senate. Just mull it over because you've got the resources, you've got extraordinary experience. Draining the Massachusetts swamp would be fantastic if we had you do it.
All right, Rich. And I just want to confirm, Rich is not my husband calling in and saying that. Thank you, Rich, for that call. I'm not going to be running for office. I don't like the Democrats, and I am not politically correct about it. So I'm not probably they come up with a lot of different things that I've had to say. And such as let's go Brandon type of stuff. So anyways, I'm Holly Robichaud, keeping it clean here on RKO and Grace's show. We'll be right back after this short message.